So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan, and I know that was a little bit controversial there, but there's nothing too much wrong with being controversial, I suppose. But the question is, are we in a recession? Probably. The answer is, does it matter? Probably not. And the third part of that is, well, why does it not matter? And this is the key that I keep banging on about. My personal economic status has some bearings on what's going on in the UK and the recession that we might be in or might not be in, or who knows what we're in. But it's got very little to do with it. And the reason it's got very little to do with it is because I manage my finances around what I'm doing. My marketing is out full blast. It's going out everywhere. We're closing business all the time. It just doesn't get switched off. And I see other businesses and the first thing they cut is their marketing. How are you going to close more business? If you need more business to survive a recession, how are you going to do that if you cut out on your marketing? But even if we are in a recession, what's that got to do with me? We're talking about your personal economic situation here. And you've got to be in a position that, regardless of what's going on over there, that you are going to be in a good situation. The way in which we do that is by cutting back on our expenditure, making sure we've got a budget in place. I've still got budgets in place. I've got budgets for everything. I mean, clothing budget, food budget, petrol budget, the villa, everything. Right? Like, the whole thing has budgets in place, and I've got cutbacks that I can make if I choose to, if things get a little bit more tight. But that's number one, you've got to start budgeting. Number two, you've got to start pushing yourself out there and getting in front of as many people as you can to close as much business as you can, because if you're in a recession and there's less business available, you want to be the one who's getting that business. You don't want your competitors taking that business because you're not out there pushing marketing and pushing your business and your products and your services. But the key here is that you've got to manage your own personal economic situation. A recession is about what the country's going through. And I know people right now who are doing incredibly well in a recession because their personal financial situation is resolved around them putting the work in, putting the effort in, getting the results, closing business, building a business. Now, some businesses are going to be more successful than other businesses during a recession. So, for example, and especially during lockdown, for example, our social media business has flown. One of the other businesses that I assume is going to fly is bankruptcy businesses. So start a bankruptcy business, bad debt business, chase people up for their bad debt. Not the most pleasant of businesses, and it's not one that I would do because I want to add value to people's lives, not bailiffs. But it's your choice and your decision. And so if you're in a job and you get laid off, whose fault is that? Is that your fault for having a job where you've only got one source of income? Or is it your employer's job because he's trying to save other jobs? I think it's your responsibility. I don't like the word blame, but I like the word responsibility. This is your responsibility. You've known for years that you should have multiple lines of income, multiple streams. And you've not done it. Or maybe you have done it, but you've not done enough of it. Now is the time to fix all of it. Get your budgets in place. Get your multiple streams of income in place. Start a business. Start a side hustle. Get a second job. What happens if you lose your first job and you've got a second job? Well, things will get tougher, but they're not so tough that your whole life crumbles, right? That's the whole point of surviving a recession and busting through the recession that everyone else is struggling with, but actually you're not. And the reason why you're not is because you've got low debt, you've got high income, you've got multiple streams of income. We know that that's what you should be doing. At all times in history, that's what you should have been doing. It's not that, oh, we're in COVID now, I need a second stream of income. No, you should have had a second stream of income all of your life. I've always had more or less two jobs. Until the time when I got the big job that took me to 100 grand, but I was still working 60 hours a week on that job. And then I was doing another 20 hours a week on the property stuff. I was always working two things at the same time. And now we're working multiple things. We've got construction businesses. We've got social media business. We've got an estate agency. We've got the property. We've got multiple streams of income. Some will do well in a recession, some won't. one of the things that we're seeing right now is that people are spending money at home because they're at home. So one of the businesses we've got is a construction business. You want a conservatory built? We can build it. Not a problem at all. You want an extra story on top of your house because the government has released that planning now? We can build that. That's not a problem. You've got a block of flats you need building, 22 units, not a problem. We can do all of it from start to finish. That's a fairly recession-proof kind of business because people are always going to need building work, except people are only going to need the builders that they know, like, and trust. And if people don't know you exist because you've cancelled your marketing, you ain't closing that bit of business. So in order to beat the recession, if we are in a recession, and who cares, frankly, if we are or if we aren't, and I say that flippantly on purpose because I want you to understand that the recession is what happens to a country. It's not what is happening to you. For some people right now, let's say, for example, Jeff Bezos, I think, increased his net worth by $12 billion in one day. $12 billion in one day. That's how it works. Some people are doing really well, not just the richest people, but people at the bottom as well, who are taking advantage of this recession, if that's what we're in. They're taking their specific personal financial situation and deciding, I ain't part of this recession. I personally, I'm not part of this recession. My tenants might be. But hopefully through the other businesses, if you know, tenants stop paying or rents reduce for some reason, which you can't really see happening, but let's say it does, that we've got some recession-busting businesses in the background that's going to save us from that, if that happens. But the way in which you do this is through multiple streams of income. Because if you've got a business that then goes bust and it's shrink-wrapped in a limited company, fine, that business has gone bust. We try our best, but it doesn't then affect the rest of my other businesses because they are all cocooned. They're all separate businesses. But if one business takes off, brilliant. Then we can use the income from that maybe to prop up some of the others if need be, or maybe we'll close down some of the others and we'll do it again. That is the nature of being an entrepreneur. And I see it all the time in groups. There's a lot of hateful groups out there. But I see it all the time. Well, you've got this company's dissolved and that company's dissolved. Yeah, why were they dissolved? Were they special purchase agreements maybe? Or maybe we went down that path and we changed our mind from going down that path? Like, you've got no idea, and yet you're making value calls, judgment calls, basically because something's dissolved on a company house website. It doesn't make any sense. You have zero clue what's going on. Now, don't be that person. But you should go out and start building businesses. You should have multiple streams of income, and some are going to work and some are not going to work, and that's totally fine. As long as you're not harming anybody along the way and you're not starting up a business, taking on loads of debt and closing a business down. I don't like doing that. That's wrong. But you should have multiple streams of income where you have the potential to earn a lot more money. And you should be cutting all your budgets. You should be cutting all your costs. Cut right back. Stop spending money eating out and drinking coffee and buying new cars. And if you've got a car on loan, sell the damn thing, buy a Nissan X-Trail for $1,000. No more car payments for the next 3 years. Like, you can do this. I know you can do this. But you've got to go and do it as well. And I know it's hard right at the start because I've been there. But we know you can do this and we know you can get through this, okay? But this comes down to your personal financial situation, not the recession as a whole, which really just refers to a country. People cannot go into recession. I am not in a recession. You are not in a recession. Only the country can go into a recession, okay? But your personal, independent financial situation is external to all of that. All right, let me know what you guys think. Stick it in the box down below and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.